The world traveler has returned.
I don't know what day it is. I don't know what time it is, but I'm here.
Are you 20,000 leagues under the sea?
Maybe. I
Something
could
like
be.
that.
Could be. Although okay, I'm about to go add something to my favorites because it
Do
did help.
it.
Y'all
Do
keep me.
it.
What? Tell me, what's going on with you, Kate?
Well, I Friday night I left the house. First of all, I
Good
left the
job.
house on Friday. It was a wonderful event. In case any of my Candler people are listening, it was great. It was the Methodist Studies Department at Candler had a bonfire, and the head of the Methodist Studies Department, Dr. Brett Opalinski, who I adore, from Florida, by the way.
Wow.
He came to Candler to escape Florida.
Brilliant.
But he and his wife had us over, all the Methodist Studies students and some of the professors over for a chili cookout. And it was great. There was a bonfire. They did the whole, which I got there a few minutes late because of traffic, shocker. But they had the whole savory s'mores bar. That was a big hit. So I highly recommend that trend.
Favorite
So
s'mores.
you get like the little Baby Bell or the little brie, the little individual brie from Trader Joe's or Aldi or wherever, and you roast those over the fire, and then you put it on a Ritz cracker with pepper jelly. Have you not seen that trend, ma'am?
I have
I
not.
will send you all the things. It's the
Listen.
new thing, is a cheesy s'more instead of a marshmallowy s'more.
Well, listen. I like
I
this.
mean, on your balcony, I think you should get a little and burn the place down. If you want the firemen back.
I don't think I have enough space for
A
fire
tabletop.
on my
A
balcony.
little tabletop. That's all you need is one little fork and a tabletop.
Okay.
All right,
You
there
can
we
dig it
go.
out.
Yep. So anyway, we were talking about at the around the campfire. Of course, I was talking with the fellas because most of the girls don't watch boxing. But that night was the fight. And I thought, oh gosh, I'm never going to get to see it because, and it's been a while since I've watched a boxing match. So I forgot that the last bout doesn't start till like midnight. So I was like, I'm never going to see it.
I don't think I've watched or even attempted, like I can't stand boxing,
I
but
love it.
oh
I
God.
love it. And I love MMA too. I know.
But I don't like the
I
last time I remember like even attempting to watch any boxing was like in college.
Yeah, so I unfortunately have had some
Unfortunately.
rough and tumble partners in my life and fellas, but I did they did we did watch a lot of boxing and MMA, and I do love it. Of course, the women's fight was the best one of the night.
Oh God, I can't.
I mean, they were fierce. And one of
Okay.
them, like, anyway, it was, I won't say any more since it's not your favorite thing. But so I made it home because, I go to bed normally at 7 o'clock every night. So I was out way past my bedtime. I got it home and there were two more fights. It was the two main fights, the women's fight and then the Tyson and, the
Something
little,
Paul.
the little asshole fight. And so the women's fight was great. I mean, they actually boxed. They actually like hit each other and like punched each other, and it was great. It was a great fight. And I was real proud of the women. One of them's named Katie. The one that won, her name was Katie.
Oh
So I
Lord.
was like, get it, girl. But then Netflix was not anticipating the number of people
Oh,
who were
did
going to be
it
watching. So we got the circle of death. I was texting with a friend of mine. We were trying to watch it. I had to restart my Netflix, I swear to you, 10 times in like 3 minutes.
crash? Netflix.
Well, it reminded me, Mandy, one of the first Olympics that we really co-watched. I mean, we always texted about them or talked about them on Facebook threads or something, but the first time we really watch was when Peacock first came out. Do you remember that? And it was buffering the whole time, and they just were not prepared.
It
And it was the same damn thing.
was bad. Okay.
And so I finally just turned it off and went to bed. Because I wanted Mike Tyson to beat the ever-loving tar out of that little asshole.
Which can we talk about? I
He
was
didn't.
reading an article about it. Can we talk about where we have come?
Yeah.
That Mike Tyson,
Yep.
who bit off a man's ear.
Which I watched that one too.
I did watch that one. Who served time in jail
Yep.
after being convicted for like assault and
Yeah.
battery.
Of many, many women.
Here we are.
Yep. Pulling for
Rooting
him.
for Mike Tyson because the guy he's fighting is that much worse.
Annoying as hell.
Oh.
It was not, it was. I've seen so many memes of cats fighting, and I promise you that's exactly what it looked like. I watched it the next morning because by then it was like fully uploaded, and so there was no buffering. It was exactly like that. I watched the ear thing. Of course, all the little children at the cookout were like, we weren't
What?
even alive when that happened. And I was like, I watched it live.
Yeah, I remember that.
I watched it live. But it was just pitiful. And Tyson is so stiff because he never did any stretching or anything, and he's
Well,
old as
and he's
dirt.
old. He's
But
older
it
than
was
us.
just pitiful. I was hoping that he would one more time come out and just level the guy, but it was just pitiful.
Can you imagine fighting somebody?
No. Well, I don't
He's
know.
older than.
There are a few people in this
I
world
mean,
that I
he's older
might
than
take
us.
on these days.
But he's older than us.
I know. By a decade, I know. But anyway, so it was an interesting fight. Again, if you like boxing and you have Netflix, the women's fight right before it was phenomenal. They were excellent fighters. They were warriors. They were these beautiful, strong go girls.
Okay.
So go watch it. But Mandy, you don't watch it. I mean, her eyelid literally got filleted open. Yeah.
That's
So, I mean, it's bloody. Theirs is very bloody. Tyson's was not because they didn't fight. They just pecked at each other.
bunch of sissies.
Yep, pretty much. And then, of course, the next day was Saturday.
Dang with dang gay.
And it was game day.
Dang gay.
That one. And our sweet dog Peter was back. I
You mean that
was
drag name? Thank you.
game gay. I love it. Peter was back, and Peter and Uga were so cute together. I just love those fluffy dogs, and I want to know who he sends his dogs to at the groomer so you can
Listen,
send your sister's dog there.
we need that. We need that. Poor Lucy keeps getting so matted that she keeps getting shaved. So she looks like she just got out of a concentration camp.
They're just fluffed. It's like somebody literally takes a hairdryer to them and teases up their hair and fluffs
Yeah,
them. I love
they're
it.
pretty. They're pretty.
And then this sweet little boy. So, have you heard the full story about the kick yet?
Yes.
So, I didn't know how it worked. I didn't know how they picked anybody, but apparently, the first 300 people that show up get a ticket and then they draw a name. And they drew this little girl's name, and the kid standing next to her looked at her and said, I can hit that kick and I'll split it with you. And damned if he didn't.
He said, let's go.
Let's go. And they did. Not only that, so Pat, when he heard that story, upped the amount and he gave 400,000 to the two kids, 200 each, and then he gave 400,000 to hurricane relief.
Good job.
And that's fabulous. So it was really sweet. And turns out the kid is his hometown is from where Pat does his show
Well, there you go.
in Indiana. So it's a, and there was a picture of them together when the kid was like 10 years old. It's real like full
Oh
circle sweet moment. Yeah. Real
Freddie
sweet.
says hello.
Hey, Freddie Freeman.
He's sniffing the microphone.
There we go. He's like, what the heck is this?
I found my
And
microphone, y'all.
I know, right? Thank goodness we can hear you clearly now. So then, Reese Davis, I was watching. There's not a whole lot crazy. Like I cried at the sob story. They brought the sob story back. So always watch that if you're watching game day. It was really good. But the story or the picks this week, they were going around picking, and if they run out of time or if they start running out of time, Rhys Davis will say to the boys, "Let's do this one really quickly." Like the ones that are going to be blowouts and everybody's picked the same thing. And every time he says that, every one of them talks longer than they do on a regular pick. I'm like, y'all, what are you doing? I mean, he said quickly. That means just name the team that you're picking.
No, they can't.
They can't. They just can't help themselves. And then the guest picker is furthering Mandy's ideals of the wrestle, as you say it.
You left out mania. WrestleManiaification.
Vacation. There we go. The WrestleManiaification of the world. Because the guest picker was WWE superstar, I say that very sarcastically, Cody Rhodes.
I didn't realize until I started trying to watch the Vince McMahon documentary is the son of Dusty
Dusty
Rhodes.
Rhodes, I was about to say,
Duh.
a friend of mine that I watch college football with, like text with while we on a Saturday. We were laughing about it. I was like, oh my gosh, do you not know who Dusty Rhodes is? And I sent him one of the commercials from 1983 from Tom Stymus, where he beats on the hood of the conversion vans.
Wow.
I mean, it's just so Google it. It's real fun to watch those old car commercials, but Cody Rhodes was on there. He's actually, he knows what he's talking about. He clearly watches college football. He did a great job. So that's not the problem. The problem is he had that belt with him and they were contemplating belts and championships. And I don't know. Pat was all a Twitter about the whole thing. So anyway.
Wow.
And then we went on to the games. It was cupcake week for some last week, it will be for others this week. I think Massachusetts, I've seen their name twice on the list, so they're getting a bunch of extra money this year for going and playing these big teams. So good for them for their football programs. It looks like Mandy's in an earthquake because Freddie is very interested in doing God knows what to her microphone. It is the bewitching hour for Freddie Freeman. I wish y'all could see his antics right
Oh,
now.
Lord help him. I had to move the microphone to the other side.
There we go. Auburn got in its last win of the season, is what
Yeah,
I'm going with, that we beat Louisiana Monroe handily. So there we go. We'll be
Mercer scored
four
a
and nine.
touchdown against Alabama.
They did. I was so proud. So proud.
It's better than the last time we played them, where we almost scored a field goal. I can still see because we were in the end zone where I was sitting, and I could still see that ball hitting the uprights. We were
I
so
love it.
close.
So close. So close. Yep. So cupcake weeks continue. We got two of them. We have Texas A&M this weekend at Auburn.
Oh, good.
Oh, so there's a loss.
Did the
And then
Aggies
they'll
play this week?
the
Last week?
Aggies played a cupcake.
Okay.
It was their cupcake week.
Okay.
I don't remember who it was. Maybe Air Force or something like that. And then we have Alabama after that, which will be just lovely, I'm sure. So, yay us. Colorado fans made me a little weepy,
I did see that.
because, say what you want to about Deion Sanders, and I could say some things about Deion, but
Hang
I love Deion to a point. But so he's befriended the oldest living Colorado fan on the planet. She's 100 years old. She just turned 100. And he loves that woman. And she's got his phone number. She said he's the, or he said she's the only one that can call him and talk to him anytime she wants to. So Peggy gives him her input. But the whole stadium sang happy birthday to her. And he was throwing her a birthday party at his house for her 100th this week. I mean, it's
Oh,
just the sweetest thing. So I was real glad to see little Miss Peggy out there. And then next, Florida saved their season. Was so excited to see somebody else get beat, and the whole system is just crazy right now. We'll see what the playoffs bring. And then Georgia beat Tennessee, and I have real mixed emotions about it. You know, I hate Georgia so
No,
much,
no,
and
no,
I know you
no.
hate Tennessee, and I'm here for the chaos that it caused, because it's causing some chaos. But I just hate Georgia so much. Sorry, Georgia fans. I'm sorry. I don't hate you personally, but when you bark at me, I'm about done.
Listen, at least their colors don't blind you.
That's true. That's very true. That's very true. So that's about it. Classes are winding down, and I'm still writing about Jesus, trying to wrap everything up. I actually looked on Home Depot's website at moving boxes to start contemplating that.
Listen, don't go to Home Depot and buy moving boxes. Just stock your liquor store.
Well, I'm going to definitely do that, but for books, the best thing to do is the banker's boxes.
Okay.
And I have a sh sh I'm going through books this
Books,
week.
a lot of books.
I have a whole lot of books. And I last time when I packed them to move them, the boxes fell apart, so I really want to get some good banker boxes for the books. But other than that, yes, I'm stocking my liquor stores. Yep. So yeah, so that was my week. That's about it.
Well, that's fine.
I mean, I left the house. I thought that was
I'm
good.
real proud of you.
Look at that.
Real proud of
And I stayed up till like 10:30 trying to watch a fight. Look at me.
you. Look out.
Look
Look out.
out, world.
Wow.
Here I come.
I'm crazy Friday night.
Well, here's what my week was not. My week was not nearly as cool as your week.
My week was pretty damn fun.
Your week looked amazing, and I was jealous of every single picture. Tell me everything. Don't spare any detail.
Well, it was hysterical because, like, this whole thing started with Juju texting me back in the summer and saying, "Do you want to go to London?" And so we bought our tickets, like, talking and texting, making sure which, listen, you should always, if you're traveling with somebody, just go ahead and buy your tickets together so that whatever happens, y'all are
Yep.
in it. But I know this, but we didn't do that. But we, made sure we were on the same flights. We got our seats beside each other. We were so proud. We were golden. We were good to go. Problem being, about a month after we bought our tickets,
Yeah.
we got a notice from Delta. And Gigi used Capital One points. So she bought hers through Capital One. I bought
Oh,
mine
okay.
directly from the Delta website. And she actually got notice before I did that they had changed our flight from Panama City to Atlanta, and it was later. And Gigi was like, "That didn't give us a whole lot of time to make a connection in Atlanta. I feel like we should leave on an earlier flight out of Panama City."
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Let's do it. What I didn't realize is that when I changed my Panama City flight, I also changed my Atlanta to Heathrow flight.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So we were sit we were look we sat and she kept saying when we were driving to the I picked her up to go to the airport and she kept saying she was getting notifications that our flight out of Atlanta was delayed. And I was not getting those notifications, which I would have thought was really weird, except that she had booked it through Capital One and had gotten the notification of change before me before. But I'd met like when once we got to the gate in
Yeah.
Panama City and sat down, I was like, "Let me see your boarding pass," because I had not still not gotten any notifications about
Yeah.
flight from Atlanta to Heathrow. And I used to be a scheduler, so I used
Yeah.
to do this for a living.
Yes, you did.
And it's been 20 years since I've been to Europe, so like I don't know. But I've
Right.
looked at her boarding pass, I look at my boarding pass, and I'm like, this doesn't really look right.
Yeah.
So I go up to the gate, and it's not a Delta employee standing there. It's like a airport employee standing there. And I said to her, "Listen, we're idiots. And I think we're on different flights from Atlanta to Heathrow." If she was the most like stoic, sort of wry sense of humor, sort of
Love
stone cold face, and she was like, "Yeah, y'all are." And I was like, well, is there anything to be done about this? And she was like, nope, not now. I was like,
Nope.
really? At which point I pulled out my magic trick that I learned years ago.
Share, please.
Two things y'all should remember. You should always deal with the gate agent. If something happens with your travel and things are screwed up, and you can deal with the gate agent. Don't
Yep.
call the 800 number. Don't go to like the ticket desk. Don't go to an information desk. Deal with the gate agent. And number two, bring them a treat. Now, Gigi and I were laughing because Gigi's from Mountain Brook and I'm from Moultrie. And so I'm like, here's what I do in that situation is I pass them some Rice Krispie treats.
Yes. Mountain Brook does not pass
So
Rice Krispie treats.
Mountain Brook's like, here's a 20.
I was about to say a
But
20.
for a gift. So we were cracking up because the last thing I had done was make some Rice Krispie treats. And of course, it was the Smitten Kitchen Rice Krispie treats with the brown butter and the flaky sea salt and the whole
Oh
nine yards.
my gosh.
And I
The
had cut
flaky
them
sea
apart.
salt for the win.
And I had put them in like four different baggies because I thought, if we run into trouble, I'm going to pass these out. So here I go. I'm like, I hand her some Rice Krispie treats. I'm like, really? There's nothing we can do? And she sets to work. And she was like, she wasn't telling us, like, she wasn't giving us updates of what she
Yeah.
was. But we stood there for basically an hour.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm not even supposed to be doing this. I kept waiting for my boss to go.
What the hell are you doing? Yeah.
But anyway, long story short, she got us on the same flight. It was my flight, which was leaving earlier on Delta, than the flight Gigi was booked on, which was leaving an hour later and was Virgin Atlantic. So then we had to deal with the whole bag situation because Gigi had already checked her bag, and so it would have gotten there an hour later. Anyway, like, but we worked the magic, we got it done. Only problem was Gigi didn't actually have a seat on the flight from Atlanta to Heathrow. She didn't have an assigned seat, and we had sprung for Delta Comfort, and so she didn't have a seat because there were no more Delta Comfort seats. So we get to Atlanta, we go all the way, and it's the
Yeah.
international terminal, the last gate in the international terminal. So we get all the way down there, go up to that gate agent and
Yep.
tell him what's going on. And he's like, yeah, there are no Delta Comfort seats. Gigi was like, I'll pay to upgrade to
Yeah.
whatever. They're like, they don't let you do that, which I think is stupid, Delta, and y'all should rethink that.
Yes,
But
Delta.
so we gave up the Delta Comfort Plus or whatever it is, and he gave us a three-seater with an empty middle seat. So at least we had that. So it was, we were in
Yeah.
the 2-seat row with an empty middle seat. And we were on the same flight, and Gigi had a seat, and so it was great. So we survived that snafu. And Gigi and I have never traveled together. And so, we're starting to show our travel personalities, which is always fun.
Yep.
And she gets a little anxious, which was hysterical.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fine. I get it. I can accommodate that. But also, no, we're not going to the gate right now, an hour, just because it boards an hour before it takes off. We're going to finish our tuna tacos here at that nice restaurant in the international terminal, whose
Yep.
name is.
I
But
rarely
anyway,
flew international.
so. Fine, we had a fine flight. I am too old to fly economy on an overnight flight. I have decided, excuse me, sir, what do you think you're doing?
Freddie Freeman is causing a ruckus.
He thinks he needs to climb up on my desk.
He does. He's trying to turn the TV on. He thinks the
Get down
Braves are
off of
still
there.
playing.
Get up here and lie down and be calm. So anyway, everything's fine. We land an hour earlier than Juju had told Carla, because remember, I'm a surprise.
Yes.
But no, I'm coming.
Right.
And she had sent Carla an email saying, oh, I got an earlier flight. I'm going to be there an hour earlier, but it had not gone through.
Of course.
We're in the cab going, and Juju's like, hey, I'm going to get there early. Carla's like, okay.
Okay, great.
So then our cabbie gets invested in this situation.
Oh,
Surprising Carla. And so
let me
he's
tell
like
you what.
helping us.
London cabbies are the best.
Oh my God. So he's like helping us figure it out, like where to park, where to hide. Like, he's like, So Juju, you go knock on the door, Juliet, because Juju's full name is Juliet. So he's like, Juliet, you go knock on the door and tell, then go on in, and then I'll say, oh, you forgot something.
Oh my
And then you'll
gosh.
come back out. And Mandy, you stand right behind that van right there, and then you walk out. And so anyway, that's exactly what happened. Carla was shocked and thankfully delighted. Thankfully,
Thankfully.
both of those things.
That was a close one.
I mean, but yeah, so then we just went to lunch in her little cute little neighborhood, and then we went and picked the kids up at school, and then we went to watch Lila's swim practice. So we got the tour of the school and see the whole thing, and they go to the American School of London.
Okay.
And literally it's like a block and a half from their house.
Love it.
It's just idyllic. It's just so nice. And then that night she had figured out it was like a 3 mile walk, but looking at all the Christmas lights in
Oh.
London. So we did that with the kids, and Judson, her husband, like met us along the route once he got off work. It was just delightful.
I love London so much.
It's so nice. I had been in high school and I felt like everybody was rude, which, as a 50-year-old, I completely understand why everybody was rude to a group of 80 high school students. But it was just great. Like it was all, they kept teasing me because everywhere we went, I'd be like, okay, so is this like the West Village of New York? Is it like Soho in New York? Or they're like, we don't know. We don't know New
Don't
York.
know. We've never been to New York.
Yeah. So that was great. And then Saturday, we slept in as long as we could, and then got up and took the train to Hampton Court, which
Oh.
was Henry the Eighth. It was actually, it started as just the little country house. If you have read Wolf Hall, then all this will make sense to you. It was, or watched Wolf Hall on BBC, which is what I ended up doing because when I tried to read Wolf Hall, I fell asleep.
Oh, there we go.
But the Thomas Cromwell and Wembley. Wembley was the Catholic bishop, whatever they're called,
Cardinal.
cardinal. So Wembley was the cardinal who was trying to work on the divorce for Henry the Eighth from his first wife, so that he could marry Anne Boleyn. And when he was not successful, he gave this house to Henry the Eighth, like trying to appease him.
Right.
And so then they, like Henry the Eighth and Anne Boleyn, built it out a little bit, and then somebody else came and built it out a little more. So anyway, beautiful, beautiful palace and grounds and all that. So we toured that, and then came home, and the girls went to dinner at Jamie Oliver's restaurant, which was delicious.
My eyes just about bugged out of my head if you didn't hear them popping out like a
And then
cartoon.
we went and saw Six, which is
Based
the
on Henry
musical
VIII.
based on Henry VIII's Six Wives.
Oh my gosh.
How great is
So
that?
jealous.
Yeah. And then Sunday we got up and went to church. They're still trying to find the right church. They've been to a couple different churches, including a Methodist church, because Carla's a Methodist
I was
preacher.
about to say, there's a Methodist one that in my dream world, I am the minister of.
Yeah, and they really liked that, but there are no children in any of these churches. And so they're trying to find
Well.
a church with a children's program. And so this was, I think this is an Episcopal church. Yeah, it's an Episcopal church. And we went to like high mass. Carla said, Wells, who's in the second grade, looked at her and was like, this is fancy church. But they said there were like 3 times as many children there as have been at any other church they've gone to, and there might have
Good.
been 6 children
Oh,
there. So, yeah.
yeah, it's just a different cultural thing, don't you think? Yeah,
Yeah, for sure. But it was great. So that was fun. And
yeah.
then the girls went to high tea, which
Oh,
was super fun.
love it.
Highly recommend that. We went to the Goring Hotel, which is very close to
Very
Buckingham
nice.
Palace. And so it's like a lot of royal history there, and it was delicious. And then we walked in the rain to Westminster Abbey because they were having an organ concert at 5 o'clock, and we got there at like 5:03, and they'd already closed the doors.
Oh,
So we missed the organ concert.
dang it.
Bummer. But anyway, so then we just went home and had soup and grilled cheese sandwiches.
Love it.
And then Monday, we got up and just went to Liberty of London and Fortnum and Mason and just, did a
My
little
gosh.
shopping and
So jealous.
got some gifts.
Oh.
And then then Carla went and picked the kids up from school and came home. And then Lila got to stay with us while Carla took Wells to soccer practice because it was really raining. And what we have discovered is that they are still going to have soccer
Yeah.
practice unless it's lightning. So Lila was delighted that she got to stay with Miss Juju and Miss Mandy instead of to go. Wells
Who
got home.
wouldn't they?
He was soaking wet. His cheeks were bright red. I mean, it was just like, oh my gosh. And then we got up Tuesday morning and flew home. We flew home on Virgin Atlantic. I will say, if you're planning a trip to London
That's the way to
and you
go.
can fly Virgin Atlantic, do so.
Okay.
It's just a delightful experience. They serve great food. And Carla had said, like, they just keep bringing stuff. And it's like,
Yeah.
okay. So, like, we had a snack initially, and then we had lunch, and then they brought out popsicles. And
On a
then,
plane, that's great.
yes. And then they brought out high tea. Not high tea. They brought out tea. It was
Love
like
it.
a little Chinese takeout box. They had like a cucumber sandwich and a cheddar and chutney sandwich and a scone with clotted cream. I mean,
I love it.
it was so nice.
All the things.
And so then we got home. I think I got home probably around 8 last night. And then today I had two hearings. And I remember why I hate lawyers.
There we go.
Jerks.
Yep.
Lawyers are jerks. But anyway, so that was fun. Carla, like I said, Carla was completely surprised.
Good.
And I'll share the video that I took of
Yeah.
her reaction. And listen, you should surprise somebody just so you can have that reaction to your presence.
I feel like that when I go to Mulberry, my home church, Macon, like I walk in the door and it's like, oh, people really do actually like me.
Like, oh my gosh, somebody has this reaction to my
Oh,
presence. Okay, great.
here we go. Yeah. Yeah.
Highly recommend that. In other news, Freddie is currently playing with my fuzzy plain socks that Gigi
Nice.
really liking them. Just some minor baseball news.
I
No
saw
big
this. I'm
trade.
really glad this was on here because I was going to ask you about it.
No big trades have happened yet, so we're still waiting. Other than Travis d'Arnaud, who we talked about last week,
Yep.
that is gone. But today, over the
Just
weekend,
trying to
Paul
get through.
Skeens won Rookie of the Year.
Today's Wednesday. Your name is Mandy.
Thank you, thank you. A couple days ago, at some
Yep,
point,
whenever it was.
Paul Skeens won Rookie of the Year.
So
So
cute.
we've talked about him a lot, so I know y'all would want to get to know that. And then today, just this evening, it was announced that Chris Sale won the Cy Young, which is
Love that.
awesome.
Can we talk
Because he
about
was,
Paul Skeens right quick? Did you see his acceptance speech?
I have not listened. I've seen video of it. I have not listened to the audio, but I saw that
Okay,
he was
you want
sitting
to know
there
what
with
he
the,
says?
I could tell it was something like, and what he
Thanks.
said. Thanks. That was it.
That
It's a man of few words.
was it. And Lovey, no, what's his girlfriend's
Olivia.
name? Livy. Livy Dunn, his girlfriend, was more excited than he was. He was just sitting there, was like, thanks.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell, Paul? Come
Right.
on.
Yeah, that
I
was
have
funny.
a feeling he had been in the up in his cups, as we like to
Well,
say.
maybe, or perhaps he's 12
Well, he's
versus
also 12.
Chris Sale, who is like 34.
Yeah, the frontal lobe is
Won
not fully
first
formed
sight
yet.
award, you know, after thinking he was done and washed up. So
Right.
just a different perspective.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So. Anyway, okay, so Katie, talk to us about food.
So I made, don't be shocked.
I'm gonna be shocked.
I made another recipe out of the Kara Chambers book this week. And they were so delicious.
What you mean?
I made chicken parm sliders. And I didn't put the recipe in here because at this point, I just need y'all to buy the cookbook. But what you do is you make a big sheet of chicken. Like you get ground chicken and make it into a big rectangle.
Yeah.
And you cook it, and then you just put it on the Hawaiian rolls. I mean, it's so
Oh,
easy.
so easy.
So good. They were delicious. I ate them all week because I can't eat a whole lot. And so I ate them forever. But they would be great for a party, for like a Super Bowl party or whatever. So definitely all the sliders that are in there look really good, but these were delicious and they had chicken. So let's say it together now. They have plenty of protein. And I think the recipe called for like a tablespoon, not much sour cream, but I used, guess what? Greek yogurt, which has more protein. There we go. So there's two drinks for everybody. The other thing that I made, we've said it's eggnog time and I love eggnog. And so I have put basically the same recipe online. So I just copied and pasted it again for y'all. But I, instead of my buttermilk pie, I made eggnog pie. And so it's the same recipe, but with buttermilk, eggnog instead of buttermilk. So I copied it and I put it, and the thing, and I made just the few tweaks that I put for the buttermilk pie. It is delicious. And I made a homemade cinnamon whipped cream to go with it, which is also good in coffee. And I've been eating it thin slice by thin slice. The other thing, it was time. It is time. Publix or your grocery store has Tang right now, because they only carry it at the holidays these days. So go get it and make your hot tea or your Russian tea or whatever you call it. But they have it. So I got two of them this time so I can get through February. Remember last year I got mad at the grocery store man because he quit carrying it. And I said, he said, well, it's only for the holidays. I said, but it's still cold outside. And he didn't understand. So I've
Listen,
been
it's
making my
not like
Russian tea.
that you can't get Tang all the time.
I mean, it's ridiculous. So anyway, those are repeats-ish. The eggnog pies are repeat-ish, but I went ahead and put them in there so you wouldn't have to dig for them. But those, it is that time of year. So there we go. Those are my recipes. And get the Caro Chambers book. You will not regret it. I've made another recipe this week. I'm trying to eat my pantry and my freezer down so I don't have to move it all. So I had some of the chickpea pasta, so I made some sesame noodles out of there this week, and they're delicious.
I was recommending it to Juju and Carla this week.
Yes, I mean, I think I should get some royalties at this point, but it is so good. The recipes are so doable. Go for it. So those are the things I'm eating this week. So Mandy, tell us all about your favorites. Oh, I hadn't scrolled down. There's several. Look at you.
Well, they're just long links.
Oh, I see that now, but that's okay.
So the first I have already talked about is Virgin Atlantic Airlines. I
Love it. Love it. We
highly
should be sponsored by them, shouldn't we?
should. I feel like we should.
You
I feel
should
like we
tag
should.
them in our post on Friday.
Yeah, I'm not sure we get enough traffic yet, but maybe they would think about letting us test it out.
I've been told that we need to put clips on TikTok. That'll drive more people, but I'm too lazy for that.
So you're the TikTok girl.
Maybe, well, I've never posted one. I just watch them at night to fall asleep, make myself feel better about myself. But maybe we'll get there one day. I might try it after the semester's over and I move.
There you go.
There we go.
You get all those things behind you.
Yeah, let me get
So,
everything behind
get ready to launch a new church.
me.
What else you
Minor
got?
things,
What
minor
else
things.
are you going to do besides the Find Your People TikTok?
Right.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, so yes, Virgin Atlantic Airlines, highly recommend.
Great tip. Great tip. I've never flown them. Of all the airlines I've flown them all at this point. I feel like from traveling so much, but I've never flown Virgin Atlantic. So if I ever do, I definitely would.
It's funny because we sprung for the Delta Comfort,
Right.
but because I screwed up our booking, we had I had to get I had a Delta Comfort seat, but there was not one available for Gigi, so we had to give that up. And so, when we got we should have had the equivalent on Virgin
Yeah.
when we got on. And so when you first when we got we were able to board earlier. And so, like, we got on sort of in the middle of the plane
Yep.
and then walked back. And as we kept walking back, we were like, this is getting less and less cool. When you
Right.
first walk in, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you can spring for a, can't remember what their classes were, but like the third tier up, even if you can afford that, would be super cool.
Gotcha.
But even where we were, it was, again, we had an empty middle seat. I didn't have a seat in front of me so I could stretch my legs out.
That's the
It
key right there.
was
The empty middle seat is a game changer.
it was daytime. Like, I did not, and I probably slept more on the flight yesterday than I did on the nighttime flight, going over. But it was, anyway. Coming in clutch on the travel is my next favorite. It's the Veigar portable charger for iPhone.
Okay.
And what I love about it is that you don't need any extra cords. If you have this charger, you have everything you need. It plugs directly into the wall, and
Okay.
the charging part that go into your phone are connected to the charger.
Love it.
So you don't have to keep up with any extraneous accoutrements. I know this dog.
I'm sorry, y'all. I have tried to avoid Freddie this whole time, and he is clowning. And he just put his. I just can't. He's
You can see it from my point of view because his lips are like falling down.
falling down. Oh my God. I love that
So
dog.
they're
Sorry, y'all. I did not mean to interrupt. I've been trying to hold together. I feel like we both need a gold star for not laughing at him this whole time. He
He's
is a menace.
fire. He is
Menace.
on fire. So yeah, definitely recommend that charger.
Okay.
The next thing
I'm very interested in this.
it's the Old Navy relaxed car coat. And when I tell you it's
Oh.
$40,
What?
yeah.
And they've got
It's
great
not as
colors.
wait, and once you forget, like when you travel to a city where you're like where it's cold. And you're sort of going in and out of places, is you really need layers
Yep.
because you get in and the heat is killing you, and you get out and you're cold. And also in London, like we would go somewhere and we were like, oh, we're cold. And so we'd bundle up
Yep.
and we'd walk out of the house an hour later and then we'd be hot in what we
Yep.
had bundled up in. So
Well, that's what they say about London.
I
Wait 5 minutes and the weather will be what you want it
mean, it really does change quickly. And
So I love the olive.
It's a lighter weight. It's not really thick. So it's easier to layer.
I might have to, even though I'm about to move to South Georgia below the Natline, I might have to get myself one of these.
It's cold down there. And it's actually a good South Georgia coat because it is thinner.
Yes.
And it's, yeah, I got the camel
I
and really
love
like
the camel. I love a camel,
it. Yep.
but I love
So
that olive too. I'm gonna have a hard time choosing.
a $40 coat, get
I know,
two.
right? I can get two.
One of each.
I love it.
So yeah, highly recommend that.
Okay.
My next thing is my Sorrel waterproof sneakers.
Love it.
I don't have the exact ones I have. I got these before I went to Chicago last spring.
Okay.
But these are similar. And again, just waterproof. when you're going to London, you
Yeah.
want waterproof shoes. And these are, just like your old regular sneakers.
You really do want
Very
waterproof shoes
comfortable
in
to walk
London.
everywhere, and they're, just a little elevated. Mine are like pink and brown and gold leather.
Love it.
And like I said, they didn't have the exact ones, but these are, a similar shape. So
Yeah.
highly recommend that. And the other, so I took two pair of Sorrel shoes. I took those sneakers, and then I took some Chelsea boots that I had gotten a couple of years ago, also waterproof. So just that whole brand is great, if you're interested. So,
Yep.
the other travel thing I will say is there's an app called Time Shifter that I had seen recommended and
Interesting.
downloaded, and it they let you do one trip free. So this was free. If you do it again, if I were to do it and use it again, I'd have to pay.
Yeah.
But I think it was worth it. It just gives you, like, you enter your travel dates, you enter your flight information,
Yeah.
it gives you a schedule. And I want to say we flew out on Thursday, and I think it started at Tuesday. And it was just like, send me notifications. Get lots of sunshine and drink caffeine.
Love it.
And then, 4, 6, whatever hours later, it would say, quit drinking caffeine, no more caffeine. And then try to, limit your sun, wear sunglasses if you're out in the sun. And so it just kind of helps your body
I love
start
that.
naturally shifting. And I really did not have jet lag in London at
That's
all.
great.
Yeah. So I would recommend the Time Shifter app if you're getting ready to take an international trip. Quit licking your foot. Quit.
Fred Freeman
Sorry.
is
And then
a
the last thing
menace today.
Is an Instagram account I really liked. I shared
Yes.
something today, and then Katie shared it as well.
I sure did. It fit my life today very well.
It's a David Gate poet on Instagram. And he, like, sometimes he just writes. He's in North Carolina, like he's in Asheville,
Yeah.
I think. And he just pretty much at least 3 times a week, oftentimes more than that, he will publish a new poem. He will often sell like prints of his poems as well, which is
I
kind of
saw
fun.
that. There's some cool ones.
You can buy those and frame them and hang them if you like, but just a good sort of inspirational poetry account.
Love it. Well, those are great five favorites, Mandy. Or no, I say five favorites. We are not the Big Boo cast. I'm very sorry. Although I love them.
That's just we might try to be.
Wait, look. Anyway. Thank you. Those are great favorites. That Old Navy Relaxed car coat is going to be mine. I'm putting that out in the world.
It should be.
So tell me about your week. What are you doing this week? Anything fun, or are you just catching up on sleep and on work
Yes.
and keeping Freddie Freeman from getting arrested for being a menace?
And figuring out what the heck I'm going to cook for Thanksgiving. Other
So
than a
that was the
lot of
other thing I was going to say. We have all your stuff from last year, so I'm just going to repost your documents from last year, and then maybe next week, because we'll record before Thanksgiving, but well, it won't come out till after, but I'm a little behind in my scheduling in my brain of how we should have done this, but I did think today, well, we'll just put out our list from last year because it's probably the same basic stuff, but we'll still put it out again.
And it is comprehensive.
It is very comprehensive. Mandy did a fabulous job. And then after Thanksgiving, we'll start with our gift guides. Although I'm not sure what new I can come up with, but I will try my best. Maybe we'll look back over our year, and that means I need to update our spreadsheet, but maybe we'll look back over our year and come up with our top picks for the year that we really have liked over the year or
Yeah,
something.
but don't put that on yourself to update our spreadsheet.
I mean,
You got enough going on.
we'll figure it out. And so that means too, if you're listening to this and you're a longtime listener or you listen regularly, send us your favorite stuff that you're getting for your kids, especially. Because I don't know. I don't know. Boys, Wilson, my 6-year-old nephew, I mean, he's like, whatever. And I got him a Jim Barger book.
Good.
So beyond that, I don't know. So anyway, I will do that for us. I will add that. I'm finishing up classes tomorrow. I don't have classes at all next week, which is so nice. So next week is, I mean, I know y'all been waiting for this. Next week is cemetery wreath week.
Look out.
Look out, cemeteries, here we come. So, I've got a little help this year, so I'm sure I'll tell y'all all about that. So it'll be great. And I'm just trying to get as much done as possible. I also will be going through my books and hopefully purging some of those and taking those to the Friends of the Library down in Macon to be donated.
Okay,
Not
what's
that anybody wants my theology books that I'm never going to open again, but whatever.
you
They
never know.
might. They might. You're right. They might.
But this is our last episode before Thanksgiving.
That will come out before Thanksgiving. You and I will see
Yeah,
each other
record.
before Thanksgiving. So we will, but this is the last one that will come out before Thanksgiving. So
Listen,
gobble, gobble.
don't wet brine your turkey, dry brine it. It's too much salmonella, too much mess. Just dry brine your turkey. It is much better.
There we go.
And buy some
And
potato chips.
drink plenty of Mandy's yummy apple cider old fashions that you talked about last week. So go back and look at last week's show notes and drink plenty of those
Indeed.
to help you get through the week.
Indeed.
We
Yes.
love y'all.
Y'all have a good one.
Gobble, gobble.